Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or mariahbellmanorkennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Rayshan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. I would like to consider the shed quarters. What the heck is the shed quarters? It's not a man cave and it's not a she shed. It's somewhere in between. It's kind of like the headquarters at Mariah Bell, but it's the shed quarters. If you're ever at Mariah Bell and you look up, you'll see this little office sitting up top. It's my office. It's where I live. It's one of the little rooms that I talk to you from. And up there on that shed is a little yellow shed, and it's got a big antenna on it so I can get all the signals and all the stuff that I need. But it is the perfect place. Now, the way I ended up there was because I got kicked out of the kennel. Yes, it happened. You know, in a business owner's life, there's something you're supposed to strive for, but it's a little sad. It's kind of like raising a family, and when the kids leave, it's a little sad, but there's some joy with it too. I got kicked out of the kennel because I was trying to have phone calls, and there was daycare going on, all these things going on, and I was trying to talk to you all here through the microphone, and I got kicked out of the kennel, and Michelle and Ashlyn and Denise and all the staff at the kennel, they just said, Rayshan, you need a place of your own, and we need a place where you are not. Oh, but they were right. You know, the great thing about working together as a group at Mariah Bell is that sometimes that honesty and that little bit of love, well, I went to the shed quarters, and I got a really cool sign for the shed quarters, and it's where things come together, and my gears grind, and I do all this stuff up there, and sometimes like in families, you need a little bit of separate between you. But I really put some thought into this. So when you come up to Mariah Bell and you pull into the driveway and you look up there, oftentimes you can see me. But the really odd thing about being in the shed quarters is I have this amazing view that not everybody else has. Because if you go up and you turn around up in the parking lot area up where the staff parks, you can see the water from the greenhouses next door, the lower pasture, the birds coming in, the geese. It depends on the time of night. Sometimes I'm up there at night and you can see the fox come across. You can hear the peepers in the spring. You can hear all the critters. It is just one heck of an interesting place. So when you're sitting up there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's really, really hard to focus, especially in about July, because day camp is done. Where I'm sitting, I can see all the activities going on in day camp. I can see folks doing their things and staffers doing their things and clients doing their things. In the mornings, I can see it in the afternoons and I can watch all that. But 2 o'clock in the afternoon is just a sweet spot because it's tea time. I've had a cup of tea. I'm sitting up there, probably eating some chocolate. It's a low time in the afternoon for me. It's the time I would really like to take a nap, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then all of a sudden, from the lower pasture, you'll see just this really elegant bald eagle come across and go hunting over in the pond. And it's just to watch them glide in and take their lunch and go off somewhere. It is just one of those awe-striking moments. And so many times I get inspiration from all of the things around us. I know this is a little more serious than a happy bubble, but it's a personal happy bubble. It's one of those things that makes your soul quiet and restful and at peace. And when you're quiet and restful and at peace, and you're seeing the dogs do their thing, the horses do their thing, you can almost hear the grass grow. You can see all of these things around you, and you get the moment to sit back and go, yeah, life is good. The dogs are happy. The people are happy. The rhythm is going. Life is moving along. And it's just one of those things that when your soul is peaceful and content, have you ever noticed that your brain starts spinning, or at least mine does? So when your soul is content, my brain starts thinking, what if I were that fish? And you think to yourself, why in the world am I thinking if I'm that stupid fish? It's not a stupid fish. The fish is very important. But it's one of those things that your mind starts wandering, right? And that's where the ideas for daycare, the ideas for radio programs, all those connections start coming from. When your soul is at peace, your mind can start really exploring and being creative. And that's what makes my nose go down, my tails go up, so I can shoot happy bubbles out to you every now and then. So when you come to Mariah Bell and you see the lights on up in the little shed quarters, or you see me sitting out there in the chair watching everything going on, you know my mind is spinning because my soul is at peace and I'm watching your dogs do their thing. We have an amazing staff, an amazing group of dogs, and an amazing group of clients that keeps everything together. Until next time, may your nose go down, your tails go up, your tails wag around, shooting out happy bubbles, and may your soul be at peace.